boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
We're always talking about new home sales, selling of old homes, you know, obviously older homes. And the baby boomers are always thinking about homes that, you know, kind of you move up in homes. But one builder thinks that homes should be cheaper. What's that all about?
Yeah, on D.R. Horton, they're one of the largest national home builders. They've launched a program where they're going after the entry level. It's called their Express. They're offering homes from like $120,000 to $150,000. They're going after that first-time home buyer. And they've been doing this in Florida, Texas, and in the Carolina areas. And they're, you know, reporting that it's very profitable to them. So what they're seeing is there's a slowing down in their luxury market with the homes. In this particular case, that would be their Emerald models of homes. But they're going after that first-time home buyer. They think that that's where it's at right now. And others will follow. So that's actually kind of good news, because first-time homebuyers never seem to get a break on getting, you know, the newer homes.
Well, D.R. Horton has three brands. The low-end homes are called Express. The mid are Horton, and the high-end homes are Emerald. But it says here that the Express begins by offering no option, no frills. So does that come with?
It's kind of like
a dishwasher.
It's kind of like a standard car where you have to roll up the windows.
Oh, okay.
No bells and whistles.
I got you. I just wonder what constitutes a bell and whistle.
Maybe they give you a front door, kitchen sink. I know. What else?
That's
do you
nice.
Need a microwave?
I hope so. Maybe a couple of toilets. I don't know. All right. But along with this, there's word as well that home sizes are starting to expand again.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about the McMansions, and now they were making the homes smaller to be more efficient, more costly, and people were more concerned about that. Now it seems that they're actually growing the houses again.
Yeah.
On average, they went from, say, 2660 square feet to 2720, so about 60 square feet larger, according to the National Association of Builders. So that's kind of interesting.
You know, it's like the move from compact cars when, you know, the economy is bad, oil prices are high, to SUVs. Now a lot of people are buying the bigger cars. So it's kind of a similar thing, I think.
Yeah. And do you realize the average new home sales is about $350,000? That's up $100,000 since 2009.
To me,
that seems like a lot of a big increase.
Yeah. Well, I mean, prices were pretty depressed back then.
Yeah.
Also, big yards are out and playrooms are in. Won't these kids ever go outside?
I know. Well, I guess apparently what they're seeing, especially with the millennial buyers, they want everyone to have their own private space. And actually what they're doing, which makes a lot of sense, we go into so many houses, Steve, everybody's got these formal dining rooms, and you eat in your formal dining room maybe 2-3 times a year.
Yeah.
So they're converting them to play areas. And they're finding that the millennials in particular, they still want a yard, but they don't need, you know, an acre of land. They'll compromise on a smaller yard so that they have more area for each family member in the house.
So what are some of the big real estate trends we're seeing right now? I mean, what is on the realtor's radar screen, so to speak?
Sure. Well, the first issue is rising mortgage rates. We're expecting that to happen. And gosh, how many years have we been saying that?
Yeah, and it's definitely
we're
not happening.
We're still waiting, expecting it to happen. And it will happen.
With the stock market being soft and that money rushing into 10-year treasuries, which is kind of the bellwether against which mortgages are based, that's down to 1.8% or so, the 10-year treasury. So mortgage rates have got to be inching down, not up.
Right, right.
So what are the other trends that we're seeing now in real estate?
Well, the next one is called the Fair Housing Act and Affordability Crisis, which I was not familiar with. But apparently the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development now requires local communities to affirmatively further equal housing opportunities. So communities are now at risk of losing federal housing funds if they don't comply. So basically, what we're looking at, this could alter where affordable housing is built and where households in need of such housing may move to within communities. So that's going to have an impact on the total market across the United States. And then, of course, we have in California in particular, the drought impact. California, of course, is facing historic droughts, and that impact will be felt throughout the United States. For example, irrigation has become more problematic and costly. So that affects food prices. It just goes down from the cost of almonds to artichokes to pistachios, raisins, all of that.
So I guess the bigger issue is whether this is some kind of permanent climate change or this is just kind of a temporary manifestation of El Nino or something like that. Nobody.
Right. And unfortunately, we're not going to know. Time will tell.
Right.
But these are the things 2016 that real estate agents are talking about.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Florida, you know, what is the talk about beachfront property and the erosion there?
How close to the ocean can you be before your house will fall into the ocean?
That's a better way of putting the question, I would say. Yeah.
Is it 100 yards?
Yeah.
Is it a mile?
But I mean, really, I mean, is there talk? I mean, there's so many of these large condominium buildings right on the water there. And, you know, obviously there's homes that are directly on the ocean. But is that a big issue at this point?
I mean, you certainly hear about it and there is concern. I know down in Miami, they're spending millions and millions of dollars in infrastructure to try to, I mean, you go down to Miami Beach, for example, and you can be driving on water from the ocean that's deteriorating your cars, the homes. So there's definitely issues. There's articles that I've read that says, you know, parts of these areas aren't going to exist. And I've seen as little as 10 years and I've seen as 50 years.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I see those same articles and I wonder whether that's actually starting to happen now. But your anecdotal story there kind of suggests perhaps yes.
Time will tell. You think of poor Venice.
You will.
You know, in Italy.
Yeah. Well, they flood every year anyway.
Right. Are we going to be in Venice?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll leave it to the scientists.
Yeah.
I'll just keep selling them.
Finally, except for the chambers of commerce and marketers, we may be the Venice of the United States, but not for the better reasons. Okay. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.